Hi guys, welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast. I'm so excited that you are here and that you are listening. We are starting a whole new season, so I'm super excited. All things new. God is just so good and so faithful, and I'm excited that you guys are here also. So we're going to get into it. I also took my mic off of the stand for everybody who was making fun of me for holding on to the stand. I took it off. I didn't know, to be honest with you, I didn't know that my mic could even do that. So when I figured out, like, I mean, obviously there were screws there, but I don't know. I never thought about like taking it off the stand. And so, yeah, this is definitely cuter. This feels nice in my hands. So this is definitely, thank you to whoever you were that pointed that out. Anyways, so in the season, I'm super excited. We're going to be talking all about different relationships. We're going to be talking about toxic relationships. We're talking about friendships and what healthy boundaries look like and just healing and forgiveness and all of these things, right? As they all kind of go together, or they all tie in with one another. So I'm super excited. So today we're going to be talking about how your relationship with God will shape every relationship that you have. Okay. So of course, before we do that, we always have to go in prayer and bow our heads in prayer. So let's go ahead and let's do that. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this day, God, and we thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, that we would be reconciled back to you, Father, Lord God. We just thank you so much for just who you are, Lord Jesus. I thank you for what you are doing through this podcast, Lord God, through this platform that is yours, Lord God. We know that you are moving in it, Lord Jesus. I thank you that you are just an eternal presence, that there is nowhere that we can be from your Spirit, and so I just thank you for your presence that is here now with me, Lord God, and just to see your faithfulness, Lord Jesus, and to see that you are growing the kingdom, Lord God, that you are bringing more brothers and sisters in Christ for me, and just more of growing the family, Lord God, and growing the body of Christ. So I'm just so excited to see everything that you're going to do, Lord God. We know that you who call us are faithful and that you will surely do it, Lord God. And so I thank you that it's not in our strength that any of these things are done, Lord God. I thank you that it is all of you, Lord God, and none of us. I pray that you would decrease my flesh and increase in your Spirit in this time, Lord God, and just have your way with this episode, exactly how you intend for it to go. I just also want to cover this episode under the protection, Lord God, of you. Keep it under the shadow of your wing, Lord God, that anything that's formed against it, Lord Jesus, will not prosper. I cancel every single attack and plan of the enemy right now off of this episode in the name of Jesus. By the authority given to me in the name of Jesus, I bind and I rebuke every single distracting spirit, monitoring spirit, any demonic spirit that is going to try to attack and come up against me in this episode. And just from your will being done, I just bind and I rebuke in the name of Jesus. But Lord, may your will be done, Lord God, and however you want this to go, Lord Jesus. But I just thank you for the brother or sister who is across the screen. And yeah, we pray all of these things in your precious, holy, mighty name. Amen. Amen. All right. So let's talk about it. We're going to talk about, once again, how your relationship with God will shape every single relationship that you have. And yes, it's going to shape every single relationship that you have. Okay. And I want to talk about this because I feel like, you know, people will see how does having a relationship with God, how is that relevant to me? How does this benefit me in any way, right? And the truth of the matter is that all of the benefit is through God. But so when we have a relationship with God, right, this is where the Lord is the foundation of everything. And I know many people hear God has to be the foundation. God has to be first. But nobody actually understands why and the importance of why God has to be the foundation of everything in our lives, okay? And this is because truly, not only is it for us, but it also shapes the relationships that we have with one another, right? And so the Lord calls us to have fellowship with one another. We're supposed to have community and people that we can go to, right? And have, you know, people, right? We're supposed to have this. We're supposed to be, if we are in Christ, we are of one body, and meaning that we are all walking with the same God, right? So we are a family, right? And a lot of the times, though, people do not build their friendships on God or even their relationships on God. God isn't the foundation. He isn't the center of the relationship, right? And so in due timing, we see the effects of not having God, whether it's in our own personal life or whether it's in these relationships, right? You will see the effects of that, right? Because God is the one that holds the standard, right? Where we have to continue to, you know, have these high standards, meet these high standards, in order that something would be healthy, right? Okay, so like I always say, God is the source of life. We have to be connected to God in order to have life, right? So when we have that, and when we have God in the center of our friendships, they're going to be fruitful, where these are going to be healthy, growing friendships, right? And relationships. When God is not in the center of any of our relationships, we're going to see the effects of that, right? We're going to see that now we're gossiping. Now we're going out maybe doing certain activities that we shouldn't be doing, right? It opens up doors little by little for other things, where eventually there may even be problems within the friendship, problems within the relationship, right? Because there's not an understanding, or maybe we don't have the standards that God has for our lives, right? So it's not about our standards, okay? I just want to have that. I just want to go ahead and say that. It's never about your standards. It's about God's standards for you, right? So we have to know our identity in Christ, right? We have to know who we are in Christ, in order that, you know, we would know our value and our self-worth is found in God. And what that means is, you know, if God says that I am beautifully and wonderfully created, then I am beautifully and wonderfully created, regardless of what other people say, regardless of what I may look like, right? A lot of the times too, the world will say certain things about us or say certain things about our appearance, and it builds off of our insecurities, right? But that's not what the Word of God says, right? So when we stand on God's word, that is a standard within itself, right? We're going to start to see ourselves through the eyes of God instead of through the eyes of the world, right? So that's a boundary right there within itself, based off of appearance, right? That the Lord looks at the hearts. He doesn't look at the things that the world looks at, right? And the world and the things of this world are dying away, right? So if the things of this world are dying away, including us, right? As we grow old, we're constantly changing. We're constantly developing, right? So our looks are always going to change, right? They're not always going to be the same, right? So we cannot put our value based on, you know, the appearance of something and how we look, right? Because when we do that, we are actually building on insecurity. Because when we're building on something that is only temporary, you're going to be, you know, when you do start to age, and this is a lot for the women, I think, but I'm sure it goes for men as well. But when you do start to age and your body starts to change and your face starts to change, you're going to start to feel, you know, you're going to start to feel insecure, right? These feelings are going to arise because our identity cannot even be in the outward appearance of things, right? And how we look. We have to look to God in order to have that confidence that, okay, God, like, you know, I'm beautiful because you say so. And if I truly believe that, and if I truly like believe your word and believe what you say about me, then I will eternally feel beautiful regardless of what it looks like on the out on the outside, right? Because we allow the Lord to do an inner work within us that outwardly it is shown, right? This is why it's so important. So that's one aspect that you know, is so important about how you see yourself. Because the thing is that it starts with God, right, as the foundation, right? And we're starting to be obedient, and we're starting to believe and see God's word, not only how it applies to us, not only finding our identity in Christ, right? But ultimately, when it shapes us as individuals, when we allow God to shape us as individuals, when we enter other relationships or when we enter friendships, we are so secure in Christ, where, okay, you know, I know what God says about me. So regardless of what happens in this friendship or in this relationship, I can stand confidently knowing in who I am and what the Lord has called me to, who the Lord has called me to be, and the purpose that God has ordained over my life, where, you know, if this friendship walks away, it's okay. If this relationship ends, it's okay, right? Because our identity was never in those things to begin with. It was always in God, right? So this is why it's so important to have God, not only just for the friendships, not only for the relationships, right? Because those things are important too, but for yourself, because even when you have your relationship with God for yourself, you're going to see how now that you have God and you're entering relationships and you're entering friendships, right? You're going to see that, okay, now that I have God, this friendship and this relationship is actually healthy, right? This is healthier, right? Because I have certain standards that people have to abide by in order to even have a relationship with me, right? So in order for us to even have a relationship with the Father, we had to be obedient, right? We weren't able to do that. Jesus Christ came and he did it for us that we would be able to have a relationship with God, right? So this, once again, this doesn't mean to make a practice out of sinning, but we walk in obedience, and every single time we fall short, we're able to get right back on our feet because of the free gift of grace that the Lord has given us, right? We're in right standing with God. I messed up, Lord. I repent. Now let me continue and be obedient to you, right? And it's through our obedience that we are growing in our walk with the Lord, right? So it's the same thing with our relationships, you know, where our friends and the people who we are, whether this is a significant other, whether this is a spouse, a family relationship, right? It's the same thing where they have to have certain standards in order to meet or have a relationship with you, just as we had to be obedient to have a relationship with God. Our friends and our family, they cannot have a relationship with you unless they are meeting certain expectations, or we'll say standards, right? Your godly standards, right? And this is because you are protected under God's word. You're following God. Now, all of a sudden, your life starts to line up with God, right? The Lord will make your ways straight, right? He would make your road straight. So when the Lord is doing that, it's going to call you up higher, and naturally anybody that's around you is going to be called up higher as well, right? Never because of you, but because of your relationship with God and because of the godly standards, right? So I gave this as an example, but I'm going to give it again. But for example, if we have a friend who is huge on gossiping, right? We know that gossip is super huge for men and women, right? And if we have a friend who loves to gossip, loves to talk about people, right? And we know God's word is saying, you know, we're not supposed to be gossipers, right? The Lord does not call us to gossip. But if we know that the word of God says that, and we don't engage in any gossiping, because that's the standard right there, is I have to be obedient to God. I'm not going to engage in gossiping, not because of I don't want to do all of these things with my friends, but because of what God says, right? I have to die to myself, live to Christ. I have to die to the fact that there may be opportunities that I want to gossip, right? But I'm not going to do it because that's what the word of God says, and I need to be obedient to Christ first, right? When we do that, the friend who is big on gossiping, they're going to actually know that, okay, well, if I want to have a relationship with him or her, there can be no gossiping, okay? And the boundary doesn't have to be you necessarily saying, hey, I'm not going to gossip, right? I mean, there's times where we can say that, right? And we can set the boundary, but a lot of the times, you know, there's a famous saying, which is like, actions speak louder than words. You don't necessarily have to say, hey, I'm not going to gossip. Hey, I'm not going to engage in this, or I'm not going to do that, right? You just don't do it. When you don't do it, people are going to be able to look at you and say, okay, well, him or her, they don't do this. So if I want to have a friendship or a relationship with them, I cannot be doing this either. Like, they don't go that way. this is something that they're not going to accept, right? So that's the standard within itself. And that's just one example. When we're looking at, you know, romantic relationships, right? Another thing is that, you know, if you are having certain standards that are in alignment with the standards that God has for your life, right? Which is God's word. When you are obedient to that, right? Certain relationships, you can't just enter certain relationships, right? It's going to be where they have to have either a relationship with God by themselves, right? Or they have to start coming to God in order to even have a relationship with you, right? And it's never because of we don't want to have a relationship with them. Oh, we're too good for them. That's not the mindset behind that, right? It's because when we start to have an understanding of how much God loves us, right? More than we even love ourselves, and we start to submit to God, now I'm going to, you know, accept all of the love that God has for me. And even when I feel like maybe I'm having my days where I'm insecure, or I have my days where I feel like I want to, you know, I'm not enough or whatever it is, right? That's a lie. The Lord Jesus came and died for me because I'm worthy, right? I don't deserve, but the Lord said that I'm worthy. And so now all these other standards I can abide by because it's what God said, right? So other people are going to have to be called up higher in order to even have a relationship with you, right? So once you start walking with God, you'll actually see that the road is so narrow, right? that a lot of times we actually lose friends, we lose certain relationships, right? Because there are certain things that, you know, maybe too difficult for some people to do, right? Maybe they didn't even see gossiping as an issue in the past, right? But now that it's brought to their attention because you are not engaging in gossiping, right? Using that as an example. Now they're going to see, well, okay, this might be a problem. I didn't realize how much I gossip where it's a problem, right? Because the thing is too, is when you're accepted by the world and the world accepts you, right? You're not gonna see the issue with gossiping because they accept you. They gossip as well, right? Once you start walking with Christ and someone that you know is not engaging in something that you are engaging in, all of a sudden it's heightened where it's like, it's emphasized and you're just like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. This is probably not good. This is probably not okay. This is the reason why they're having trouble having a friendship with me, having a bond with me, right? And it's not because, again, it's not because we don't want to have that bond, have that relationship, have that friendship, but it's because we have the standard of God on our lives where I can't do these certain things. I know the effects of it. If I want God's protection, I need to be obedient to Him, right? And so I guess the following question that people would have would be, you know, well, how does, you know, not gossiping even, how does that even protect me? How is God protecting me by telling me not to gossip, right? And it's because the Lord knows the effects, right, that will happen if we do engage in gossiping, right? So now, you know, the word may spread that you said something to somebody, right? And now all of a sudden there's talk and now your name is being brought up and now there's drama and now things are happening, right? All of these different things that God never wanted for you to begin with, right? But because you were disobedient, you engaged in gossiping, right? Now you're going to suffer the consequences, right? So we never want to build a friendship off of something that could become so negative so quickly. If we do that, that's automatically going to harm the friendship because we're not building on something that is healthy, right? We're building on something that could be toxic, that can harm this friendship, right? So it's so important to, you know, see how God's word truly protects us. You know, when you hear God's word, we have to sit back and think, how is this going to protect me? How was God thinking of me when he said, don't do this? How was God trying to do that, right? Because when we start to see that, we actually start to see the love of God in everything. Like God is love. He is love. So when we start to see like everything that he speaks to us is out of love, okay? Everything. Even when he's angry, we're not going to get into that. But everything that the Lord speaks to us is out of love. So when we have an understanding of, okay, God, you said not to do this. This is for a reason. Even if we don't know the effects, right? Even if we can't understand it, right? Why did God not want me to do this? Why does God say not to do that? Why does God say to do this, right? When we have an understanding of God and we start to learn God's character, we no longer need to know the effects. We no longer need to know the negative effects, right? We can just trust God at his word and not question anything and just be like, okay, God, you know what's best. You know what's best for me. So I'm not going to go ahead and I'm not going to engage in what you're saying not to do. Or I'm going to engage in what you're saying to do because I know there's a reason for it. And even though I don't know the specific reason, I can trust your character and your goodness and your faithfulness and trust that you are protecting me by telling me to do something or by telling me not to do something, right? So this is super important for every single relationship we have, right? So it's so important that we have our own relationship with God first, because once we have our own relationship with God first, once again, it will build our other relationships that we have, right? And I think this is where I was going with this. I always sidetrack and I jump all over the place. but I was going to say that the road becomes so narrow because once you start walking with God, right, it's a narrow road. Most people are not deciding to walk with the Lord, right, in this way, right, because it's challenging. It challenges the flesh, right? Because naturally, how easy is it to go and to gossip, right? Versus choosing to be silent, choosing to die to yourself and be like, okay, this is something that I want to do, but I'm not going to do it right now, right? it's so much easier to give into the flesh, right? So this is the reason why most people don't walk with God, right? There's a lot of things that they are incapable of doing. And this is the whole reason why we needed the Holy Spirit to begin with, right? Because it's in his strength that we're able to do the things of God, right? But the road becomes so narrow where, you know, now you're actually losing certain friendships, or you lose certain relationships that you have, certain bonds that you were having. You actually start to lose it. And it's because some people, once again, it becomes too difficult where they are starting to see how this isn't okay, but I want to do this. I want to continue to do this. And that's where these friendships and these relationships will begin to separate. And ultimately, it's the Lord is sovereign over it, right? And so when God sees that you're starting to have maybe unhealthy and toxic friendships, toxic relationships, right? God will allow it to come to light, all of the problems, right? And all of the issues and all of it, right? He's going to allow the gossiping to be shown, because now it's going to show the reason why it needed to be separated, why the Lord was separating it, okay? Which gives us a peace of mind, right? Because the thing is, once you start walking with God, He is going to remove everything that stands in the way of elevating you. Praise God. He's so good. Those things will keep you stuck. They could keep you stagnant from growth, right? So there's people and relationships and friendships that we may love so much, but we have to let it go because it's not founded on God. And if it's not founded on God, it's going to keep me stuck. It's going to keep me stagnant. There's going to be no growth in it because this person isn't willing to submit to God and it themselves, right? So iron sharpens iron, right? We need godly community and godly friendship in order for us to continue to elevate and continue to grow, right? Because we continue to learn off of one another. We share with the wisdom of God that we know with one another, right? And this is where God is in the middle of it. So it's protected. And so these relationships are fruitful and they grow. When God is not in it, right? It's going to be dead, right? God is life. So outside of God's presence not being there, it's going to die in its due time, right? It might be a long lasting friendship or, you know, whatever. But if God ultimately is not in the center of it, there's going to be different effects that you're going to face. There's going to be eventually in due time, God is going to separate it, right? Because eventually it's what's going to happen. We're going to be operating in the flesh. We're going to see fleshly effects in these relationships, right? If we're going to have God in it, then we're going to see fruitful effects by the Spirit of God, right? It's just the truth. So it becomes so narrow that it becomes actually more difficult to, when you have God's standards, now it ends up actually becoming to the point where it's like, Lord, now nobody is choosing to do this. I need you to bring the people for me. And, you know, and the Lord is faithful to do that. But, you know, we have to start praying for certain friendships. Lord, bring the people that you have for me. Bring the person that you have for me. You know, it's never about, you know, I can't go and look for it myself because nobody chooses, you know, nobody chooses to walk with you. It really has to be you who chooses them for me. You see the hearts. You see the things that, you know, you see the soul, the spirit, right? You see all things. So you will know, is this something that's for me? Is this something that's not for me, right? Because we're so in the flesh, we're deceived. We're deceived. So we can even have a friend where it may seem like, okay, this friend is good. This is a good friend. You know, they're so sweet and all these different things, right? We may have these thoughts and we may really, really believe this, but the Lord will see the heart and see, no, there's something there. There's something there that's not going to benefit you. That's not good for you. So it is so important. The road becomes so narrow where it's like, okay, God, in order for me to have any type of relationship with anybody, you need to be the one to do it. You need to be the one to bring it to me because, again, the road is so narrow. There's nobody, right? So the standards will become so high to the point where it's like, you know, God, you need to send some people to me, which is a blessing. It's a blessing because actually it pushes you to have an intimate relationship with God because now you're praying about the specifics, right? And then you will be able to see when God answers it, you'll be able to see his faithfulness, right? And how he blessed you with that unanswered prayer. it's a beautiful thing all at once, because it actually strengthens your relationship with him, which is the most important thing, right? Of course, the friendship, of course, that relationship, but ultimately it's all about Jesus. It's all about God. So when you do see his faithfulness and that unanswered prayer, it changes everything, where it's like, okay, God, you're all I need. Like, you brought me these things, and yes, these things are beautiful, and you're in the middle of it, so thank you. But it's all about you, that even in these friendships, even in these relationships, I need you in it. I need you in it, you know? So another thing is that God is not going to bless you with a friendship or with a relationship, right? If you have not yet focused on him, right? Because we can't make an idol out of certain, you know, whether it's marriage, or we can't make an idol out of our friendship, right? Because when we do that, they become our God. That relationship, that bond becomes our God. We find our identity in that. And the moment that we do that, it's actually a danger to us, because the moment that that friendship ends, or the moment that that relationship ends, is the moment that we will feel like we have no self-worth. That's the moment where insecurities come about, right? Where it's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? This relationship ended. This friendship ended. I'm miserable. I'm heartbroken. And now I don't know how to move forward. Now I don't know what to do with my life, because my entire life revolved around this friendship, this relationship, right? We cannot have that. We cannot have that. God has to be the very first thing. God has to be God, right? He has to be, your relationship with him has to be first. Because now, when he is the first thing in your life, right? He's priority, right? And you have God first, right? God is the foundation of your life. Now you can build everything off of that, right? You can build friendships, relationships, because now if it falls apart, okay, well, my identity wasn't found in this relationship. It wasn't found in this person. It was found in Christ. And guess what? I still have him. So I'm still confident. I'm still, you know, content. I'm still at peace. I still have a joy because I still have God. God never left, even when other people leave, right? So all around, it's so, so, so important that we have a relationship with God first. It has to be God first, okay? It's not just because of God, it's ultimately for you. Your relationship with God is for you. It's not for God. God doesn't benefit from having a relationship with you, but God loved you so much that he came and died for you, that you would have a relationship with him, that you would have an abundant life, that you would be brought out of sin, that you would be able to have fruitful relationships, fruitful friendships. He died for all of this. He died to give you everything that your heart desires, right? But there's an order in which that has to happen. And the first step is submission, submitting to God, right? Submitting to God, right? We have to, in order to have the things of God, we have to have God, right? There's blessings for your obedience. So slowly, as you're being obedient to God, right? And you're obedient to the call of God on your life, you're going to see that in the Lord's perfect timing, right? Because once again, there's an order. So it's a slow process. You're not going to just get it right away. Okay, I submit to you, God. Now where's my gift? Like, that's not how it works, right? There's an order in which that things happen. And once we submit to God, little by little, as the Lord is seeing your faithfulness, right, to him, and he's seeing that you're being obedient to him, now you're going to start to see the fruit of what you've sown, right? You're going to see the fruit of what you've sown in the spirit, right? You will start to reap the benefits of everything that God has for you, right? Little by little. So it's so important. It's just so important that we talk about all of these things, right? God has to be the foundation of all things, right? He has to be the center of it. And yeah, so once we start seeing how our obedience is actually moving us, right? Faith literally moves mountains. It literally moves mountains, because when you have a faith and you're trusting in God, and you're trusting in God that even, you know, faith and trusting in God is also about your obedience. When you're obedient, it shows the faith, right? When you're obedient, it shows your trust in God, because I'm going to do what you said. And you know, it's going to grow your faith little by little. It's going to grow your faith as your faith is growing. Because right, it might start with just like the smallest faith of, okay, I believe in Jesus. That's a small seed right there, right? Then little by little, now God is saying, okay, well, now I'm calling you to quit drinking. Okay. Now you're going to step out on faith and do that. Now I'm going to call you to quit smoking. All right. Well, I'm going to stop doing that. Right. It grows our faith. Each time we're being obedient, our faith grows. Right. So your obedience is literally going to, you're going to see that things are moving through your obedience. You're going to see that faith does move mountains. Literally, it moves mountains. And God will start to pave the way for you, right? That you'll be able to see the fruit, right? So all of these different things, right? When you're growing in your faith, you're growing in obedience and all these different things, you're going to see that the blessings are also going to grow. You're going to get closer and closer to them. As you're growing, your faith is growing. Your relationship with God is growing. Your trust in God is growing, right? Your life is literally growing. The fruit is growing. It's going to be evident to people who know you, to people who have, you maybe have known you before your walk with God, and now they know that you are walking with God in right standing with God. They're going to be able to see that. Okay, well, how is this person going in a complete opposite direction? And now all of a sudden they're walking with God. They're living an abundant life. They're constantly happy and at peace, and they have a joy that makes no sense. And there's fruit, right? There's evidence of our walk with God. It's always going to be shown. It's always going to be shown, right? And one thing also that I want to mention is that it's not always going to be. So there's different. Once again, there's an order in which things happen, right? So when we're starting to see the fruit of our work, even as it's building, it's not going to always look in that moment like, oh my gosh, they got it all together. What? No, there's a process, right? Before that happens, there's a process. It's always an order in which things happen. So it's not going to be just like magic and they all of a sudden they have everything, right? I feel like people have certain expectations when they come to God that, okay, well, I'm following God, so now he's going to give me everything. Now he's going to give me everything that I want, right? And God does bless us, right? And he does give us the desires of our heart, right? But once again, there's an order in which things have to happen, you know, in order for us to, so just to give an example, I was praying for a godly friendship for years. Like it was probably about three, four-ish years, right? And you know, the Lord would bring people along, and he would bring these other relationships along and friendships, and but it was all short-lived. It was all short-lived, and that's because God wasn't in the center of it. And I was like, okay, God, like, you know, that's okay. Like, that's okay, because I trust that what you have for me is going to be worth the wait. It's going to be worth the wait, and I don't want to go and look for, you know, any friendship on my own. I want you to be the one to bring it to me, right? And slowly, as I'm doing the work that the Lord has called me to do, he's actually brought the people that are for me through it, through my obedience. He has blessed me with certain people, with community and fellowship of women who are walking with God and who are in right standing with God. And so it's been a blessing to even see the faithfulness of God through my obedience, right? So this is important for obedience too, because if once you're obedient, right, if I had never decided to do certain things that God was calling me to do that had me actually cross paths with certain women, I would have never met them. If I decided, God, no, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to start this podcast. I'm not going to host a women's Bible study club. I'm not going to do that, right? If I would have said no, I would have never met the women that God had for me, right? So there's always blessings for your obedience. There's blessings for your obedience. But it has to start with your submission to God. I submit to God. You know, God, maybe this isn't the way I pictured my life. Maybe this isn't something that I wanted to do. You know, maybe this isn't, you know, what I expected my life to look like. But I want what you have for me. I'm going to submit to it, meaning I'm going to die to myself, right? And I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to do what you called me to do. And the moment that you do that, right, there's blessing within that. There's blessing within that. When you give the Lord your yes, he will also give you a yes. Okay. He's like, okay, you said yes to me. I'm going to say yes to you. I'm going to give you this very thing that you were asking for. Okay. The Lord also wants to prune you and to prepare you and shape you and mold you. So that way, when he does give you the blessing, when he does give you this relationship that you've been praying for, this friendship that you've been praying for, you would be able to steward over it correctly, where it's going to be protected, where, okay, I've taught my son or daughter a lot, right? We're continuously learning, right? But I've taught them enough that they'll be able to protect the blessing that I'm about to give them, this friendship, this relationship, right? Now it's going to be protected, okay? Because I've taught them how to protect it, okay? So your submission to God actually prepares you for what he has for you, right? Because when you say yes, God's like, okay, well, now let me teach you. Now let me shape you and mold you and do the inner work within you. So that way, when I do give you this, it's going to be perfect. It's going to be perfect in my eyes, where it's going to be fruitful and I'm in the middle of it and I'm going to be the one to protect it, right? So it's so important, right? And ultimately, when we have these relationships with God, right, when we have our own relationship with God, and when God brings us these relationships that are for us, that he sent for us, we're going to see that it's healthy, okay, where it's healthy, where I'm not dealing with drama, I'm not dealing with gossiping, we're not dealing with rumors, right, we're not dealing with any of that, we're not dealing with lies, you know, and this isn't to say that we're the two are now perfect, the people in the relationship are now perfect, no, by no means, but what it does mean is that, you know, they have God, and because they have God, they have inner convictions, and they have the Holy Spirit that's holding on to them, that is the one that keeps them in right standing with God. So because the Holy Spirit, they have the Holy Spirit, well, now this is going to be protected, not because of us, but because of the Spirit of God that is with us, that is in the midst of this friendship, in the midst of this relationship, right? So we know where two or more are gathered in the Lord's name, he is there in the midst of them, right? So if I have a friendship, right, and she is following God, and if I'm following God, then he is there with us in the middle of this friendship, right? He's there spiritually, right? He's literally with us, but he's also there physically through us. He's with us. He's in us, right? So he's all there. So it's very, very important. For all of these things, I think it always resorts back to having your own relationship with God. This is really how God will shape every single relationship that you have for your entire life, okay? Because, you know, when you start to see the love of God and the respect that God has for us, well, not that we deserve his respect, if you know what I'm saying, but we start to see how other people are going to have to look at us through the eyes of God also, right? It's not just, you know, it's not just us having to learn to see ourselves through the eyes of God. Other people are going to see you through the eyes of God. They're going to see that, okay, well, they're beautiful. I never actually like looked at them. They're actually beautiful. Oh, I never actually like listened to them speak. They know so much. They're wise. Like the Lord has given them wisdom. You know, there's all these different things. You're going to start to see yourself through God's eyes, where people are going to actually see how the appearance doesn't really matter. They're just going to look at the spirit and see, wow, like, you know, it's very clear. It's very evident of those who are walking with God and those who are not. There's the fruit of that. You will see it in all areas of their life, right? Fruit. Just everywhere. So God is so good. The fact that he even does this for us, you know, we are so undeserving, but praise God. But yeah, I think on that note, we're going to go ahead and we're going to close it here. But this was such a great discussion. I love talking about just how, you know, how just God is literally in everything. He literally is in everything. He's in friendships, relationships. He just is. And when I say that, I always automatically think to myself, like, the great I am. Like, when he says I am, it's because he is. Like, he literally is just in everything and the foundation of everything. God is so good. Here I go. Anyways, guys, I am so happy with the way that this episode turned out. God is just so good and faithful. But yeah, I thank you for you guys who were here, who were listening, who the Lord led you to be here by his spirit. But I just pray that this blesses you guys. And yeah, I look forward to the next time that the Lord releases me. I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. Bye. God bless.